Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Laughing, this is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Welcome to a loosey-goosey bonus episode of an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Kathleen Haney.
I'm Bethany Watson.
And it's the weekend, baby.
I mean, as you're listening to this, no, it's the beginning of the week. But as we're recording this, it's Friday morning. I have to tell you, we have work to do on doors today, some of the sound work, and I am really struggling to pull myself together. I'm not going to talk about it on the podcast because I don't want to alienate or gross out listeners, but I had an awful dentist appointment yesterday that we had to do dental work without Novocaine.
Oh,
and I am out of it and so physically exhausted today that I'm trying really hard to hold it together.
Bethany, you sent me a picture. Your tooth cracked out of your face and like landed in your palm.
Yeah, it turns out I had a crown that cracked and part of it came off. And what I forgot, because my dentist that I usually see just moved to Westchester without telling me.
What?
It was, I don't know, you get attached to your care providers, you know? And so like,
of course, yeah.
I had this awesome dentist. I would see her every 6 months. And then I come in like for my regular appointment last time and I was like, where's Dr.? And they were like, oh, she moved to Westchester. And I was just like, don't you warn your patients that you're never going to be ever see them again? So she knew that I needed to come in early and have my Novocaine, you know, distributed about my mouth early because it takes a long time for it to kick in for me.
Yeah, yeah.
The new doctors didn't know that and I had forgotten. And so by the time it kicked in, it never really kicked in, but
yeah.
It didn't kick in fast enough and they had squeezed me in and like their office was closing. Oh. And so they had to get to it. And so they had to just move forward without the Novocaine working. And so it was rough. It was rough.
Why does it take Novocaine so long to work in your system? Is it because you're tall?
I don't know. Because it goes to the legs first and then up to the mouth. I think it has to do with your metabolism, but I don't know if I have a very slow metabolism or I don't have a fast one.
Yeah.
So maybe it just takes my body so much longer to get it.
I read that the most sensitive tissue in your whole body are your gums, like the tissue inside of your mouth. And literally 30 seconds. Mm. I don't know if this is true. I think I was watching some woo-woo Instagram account. 30 seconds after you touch any sort of like drug or medication to your gums, it's supposed to be in your bloodstream and at your toes in 30 seconds.
I mean, you see people with cocaine, rubbing cocaine on their gums. So that might be a thing.
Yeah. And then they're high immediately, right?
They're immediately high. So, and maybe that's why it works to rub, you know, like if your baby is teething back in the day, they would put like whiskey on the baby's gums to numb it.
Oh, they don't do that still?
I mean, I think you're not supposed to, but I'm sure there are some people who do. And my dad once did it to me when I was in my 20s and I had, what's it called? A wisdom tooth coming in.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, here's some whiskey. And we rubbed it on my gums and it worked. It worked super well.
When I had all my wisdom teeth extracted, I stayed home on the couch and then watched Scrubs for 3 days straight. And I never watched it again after that. I was like, okay, I'm going to get as far as I can here during this, like, you know, my wisdom teeth recovery. And then I'm never going to watch it again. And I never did.
Yeah. Did you like it for the 3 days you were watching it?
Oh, yeah. Scrubs was a great show. Very underrated. I don't know why people should talk about Scrubs the same way they talk about The Office.
People talk about The Office a lot. And here's another one that I hear people love is Psych. I never watched Psych, but I've heard people love the show Psych.
My friend the other day told me she just started watching Freaks and Geeks, which is from the year 2002. I've never seen it. She says it's lovely.
Yeah, it's from Canada, right?
Canada.
Yeah, a lot of famous people came from there, including James Franco. So,
oh, big news. Speaking Speaking of Canada, big news, Bethany, guess what they're bringing back?
Degrassi?
Yes, they are.
That's the only other Canadian show I know.
Yes, they're bringing it back on HBO Max.
Bringing it back is in they're re-putting it on TV, or they're recasting it, or it's the old cast but a new show.
So they've had a couple of generations. Degrassi started in the 80s with the original generation. Then in the early 2000s, it was the next generation where people from the 80s were now the parents.
Okay, and Drake was on it.
And Drake was on it. And then they did like another generation, which was like the younger siblings of the next generation. And so now they're doing another generation. So I think people from the next generation are now going to be the parents. Wow, this is really confusing.
Wow, and so the original Degrassi parents, are they the grandparents now?
They're the grandparents now, yep.
That's got to make a lot of people feel very old.
I know. But so Drake, do you know Drake is one of the executive producers of Euphoria? So he already has a connection with HBO Max. So I imagine.
Hey, Aubrey.
Yeah. Hey, Aubrey, you want to keep making Euphoria?
Get back in that wheelchair. You best be on this new season of Degrassi. I never watched it. Kathleen, I want to talk to you a little bit about the Consumer Electronics Show. So our last episode, you talked about a smart home and how that smart home was going to kill you for the low, low price of like $300,000. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So this isn't comprehensive. I just wanted to point out a couple of things that were talked about at CES this year and what you think about them.
Yes, I'm doing like the evil rubbing my hands together gesture because I am very excited for this.
Yeah, you are far more tech appreciative and welcoming.
Inclusive.
Yes.
I'm more tech inclusive than you are.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm just like racist against tech. I want to talk about augmented reality, specifically like the next generation of Google Glass, like eyeglasses. Mm. Google Glass didn't really take off, but apparently, according to Time Magazine, there are other companies that are looking into prototypes for their own augmented reality glasses.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of them is the Chinese electronics maker TCL unveiled smart glasses that enable you to take and share photos, navigate with GPS directions that are projected onto your field of vision, and set up a work display with multiple virtual monitors. Is this something you, if they were like, this is an affordable thing, here, Kathleen, would you like these smart glasses? And they have your prescription so you can see normally, and then it has all this stuff in front of you.
Yeah.
You're down for that?
I would love the GPS component of that.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I scare myself by looking at my phone's GPS for too
long. Well, and now I'm scared. As someone who shares the road with you, that's good to know.
So then I was like, oh shit, I actually need to look at the road and just like try and read these directions out of my periphery.
In the meantime, there is just like seven cars behind you that have burst into flames as they are swerving to try and avoid you as you just meander through the different lanes.
Bethany, listen, I have never gotten into an accident that was my fault, minus the time that I bumped the guy in front of me because I was checking out my new retainer.
So then you have gotten into an accident that was your fault. You can't say I've never done something minus the time. No. That's like saying I've never had an STD minus the time that I got devastating herpes. No. Like, so you have had an STD.
No, because STI. The police weren't called, so it doesn't really count as an accident.
It does count. If you Mm-mm. fall and trip and scrape your knee, that's still an accident, Mm-mm. even if you didn't go to the ER for it.
Bethany, I didn't scrape shit. It was just a slight bump. Like, if I bump into somebody when walking down the sidewalk, that's not an accident. Anyway.
Did you do it on purpose?
No.
Then it was an accident.
You have a point.
Continue.
I think the work setup is an excellent thing because monitors are expensive.
Okay, here's a question.
Yeah.
Does it concern you that, you know, we've all become addicted to our phones? This is just the way it is. Does it concern you that if it's on your field of vision, you're just never going to turn it off?
You know, you pose a good question. I think that I will turn it off. But have you seen that new movie on Apple TV called Swan Song?
No, uh-uh.
So they have a technology like that in Swan Song where they can see things in their contacts. They can see phone calls and text messages and crap like that. Swan Song is this really good movie about if you are going to die, to save your family from pain and anguish, do you want to just go to a facility and die and have a exact genetic replacement show up in your place?
So does my family know that I'm gone?
No. Mm-mm, that's the whole point. You save them from the heartbreak and the anguish that they will experience. Yeah.
Oh, I see. So I thought you meant I was dying so that they would never have to feel pain and anguish.
No, no, no.
You're saying I was dying, comma.
Yeah.
And so that they would never have to feel pain and anguish. Yeah. I don't have this thing. Yes.
Yeah. Right?
Yes. Yes. If it was going to be a perfect replica and they would never know.
They would never know.
Yes.
Cool. So in Swan Song, they have that technology that you're talking about. Sorry for the digression.
No, that's okay. But I wouldn't want it to happen to me. I wouldn't want them to be replaced.
See, but you don't know. You're never going to know. So that's the whole thing. And the facility, you know, like when you're starting to get really sick, the facility is like, okay, it's time to come and you'll meet your AI replacement that looks exactly like you. It's a human that looks exactly like you. And they take all of your memories and they put it in this replacement. So literally, there's almost no difference between you and the replacement.
Do they copy the memories or do they move the memories?
They copy the memories.
Okay, so I still have the memories.
Yeah. And then they put the replacement, while you're still alive, they put the replacement in your place for a handful of days just to make sure the transition is good. And then eventually they remove the memory from the replacement that it's an actual replacement. So now even the replacement doesn't know. The AI version of you does not know that it's not the real you.
Okay, I have some follow-up questions, Kathleen. That you will not be able to answer, but please answer them the best you can with the knowledge you have from Swan Song.
Okay, okay.
Okay. What if I am with my sisters and we're all racing down the street because we love to run down the street together. and my younger sister, knowing she wants to win, trips me and I fall and skin my knee, but it doesn't bleed.
So it is my understanding that the AI replacement is not a robot. It's a human that they've grown.
Oh, so it will bleed.
Yeah.
Okay. So then this brings in a whole other ethical issue of like, are we comfortable growing people? Also, Kathleen, two points that are just going to be, this is going to blow a person's brain if they decide to do this. Mm-hmm. One, what if you think of yourself a certain way and then they show you your duplicate and that person is ugly. Yeah. And they're like, this is a perfect replica of you. And you're like, oh no.
I know. Like, if you die? What if you're dying and you're not at your goal weight, which is not a term I like to use. And like, can the new you lose weight?
This person isn't the shape I wanted at all.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay, so that's one.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Question. My second question is, what if, and I'm not saying anything specific, but this is just a what if. Mm-hmm. What if there's someone in your family who's been around for far too long and you know that everyone's just sort of holding out till they pass away peacefully in the night.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, they're at an age where, like, they're too young to go. But if they did go, no one would really be like, oh, she was robbed of far too much of a future.
Yeah.
What if that? So then you as that family member, unbeknownst to you, everyone hates you.
Yeah.
You go ahead and you buy an AI you. Now everyone has to deal with you being perfectly healthy for another, oh, I don't know, 40 years.
OK, so it is my understanding that the company that makes these AIs, it's their discretion.
Can the AI still be smothered with a pillow in their sick bed if necessary?
I don't know. I don't know, Bethany. But you know what? If that AI is wearing glasses where it can see all the information at the tip of its fingers, I imagine that it might be able to see it coming if someone's trying to smother them.
Okay. Kathleen.
Yeah.
My sisters and I and our partners gave my mother a solo stove for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And here is the actual audio of her opening her beloved solo stove.
No.
I'm so excited. Oh my God. It's a solo stove.
Your mom is not wrong because this is the best gift ever.
I did not realize that mom and her friends have been talking about solo stoves for so long that they just call them solos. She was like, well, my friend Jackie got her solo like 6 months ago and I've been needing my solo. And then Barb got her solo and I don't have a solo yet.
I didn't know that I needed a solo stove in my life until I got my solo stove. And I'm like, oh my God, I can sit back, relax and enjoy the fire without like, you know, doing that like chair shuffled so the wind blows in the wrong direction and you're like, I'm poisoned by this smoke.
Because Solo Stove fire pits are brilliantly engineered with 304 grade stainless steel and a 360 degree airflow system. So it maximizes efficiency while minimizing smoke. It actually just radiates heat and the smoke goes up, so you don't end up smelling like a campfire.
Also, they're portable. So if you're going camping, you can take it with you. If you want to do a beach bonfire, you can take it with you. If you're, I don't know, like staying with friends for the weekend and you're like, I'm going to come with my very high-tech portable fire pit, you can take it with you. And they will thank you for bringing it with you, I promise.
We got my mom the Yukon. That's the big one because she loves giant fires. But they have smaller versions too. Whatever you want, whatever you're looking for, however big you like your fire.
Yeah.
Solo Stove has something for you.
Shop now and get 30% off of fire pits all month long and use the promo code TASTE at checkout to get an extra $10 off.
Plus a lifetime warranty and free 30-day returns. So just go to solostove.com and remember you get $10 off when you use the promo code TASTE. All right. Mm-hmm. The other thing, you mentioned that in this show they have contacts. Yeah. That's another thing that's coming. There's a company called Mojo Vision.
Yeah.
They're partnering with Adidas. And they are looking to develop contacts that provide real-time performance data, like your running pace or the upcoming turns on a ski slope.
Huh.
They are still awaiting FDA approval.
Interesting. Though. I think the upcoming turns on a ski slope is really helpful because quite a lot of people die, I believe, every year from like random, totally preventable ski accidents when they don't see a tree like randomly or whatever.
You know how you prevent that?
Don't go skiing. Some people live for the game, Bethany. Some people love that adrenaline. I would like those contacts. I would like to wake up, see what important messages I have. I would like to see the weather right in my eyeballs. I would like to see a recipe right in my eyeballs when I'm trying to make dinner. That would be amazing.
Oh, but then you don't have the wonderful memories sitting in a cookbook, some of the greasy marks from where you had flour on your fingers.
That's true. Yeah.
And you still tried to turn the pages. Oh, man.
Bethany, you're acting nostalgic like you actually cook or something. So shut the F up. You don't cook.
All
that doesn't make shit's difference to you.
I have cookbooks. They are all pristine. All of my cookbooks are pristine. The spine isn't even cracked.
Yeah, I know.
There's no memories in those cookbooks. Okay, the other thing that they talked about in this is changing VR so that there are things that will let you feel in VR because now everyone's talking about the metaverse.
Oh, are you talking about the Guide to the Unknown podcast when they were talking about the metaverse?
Wait, when were they talking about the metaverse?
I just saw Kristen posted something on her story today about how the last episode they were talking about how Y2K, like everybody freaked out, but the next big freak out is going to be about the metaverse. And I'm not even really sure what the metaverse is.
Yeah, they did. They talked about Y2K, which is a very funny episode. If you don't listen to Guide to the Unknown, you should listen. But yes, the metaverse is basically when we're going to be living in like a fake, everything's fake, right? Huh. So you're in like virtual reality, you have an avatar, not yourself. You're using, you're using digital currency. Reese Witherspoon got into a lot of flack this week because she's clearly bought into some sort of cryptocurrency, something or other.
Yeah.
And she seems to be letting them tweet for her.
Oh, shit.
And so she posted something about the future is going to be all in the metaverse with only crypto. Are you ready? And people were like, no, Reese Witherspoon.
Her team was like, yeah, this sounds like a good partnership.
Yeah, she and Matt Damon are getting sort of trolled for their cryptocurrency ads.
Let me tell you, I have some cryptocurrency, which I purchased before I found out that it was terrible for the environment. Like, it's so bad. And I am down $114 as of today. So,
oh no,
I'm not getting rich anytime soon off my Bitcoin.
Well, the new CES info about like virtual reality, a Spain-based startup called OWO is hawking a $450 haptic jacket. Which, and haptics are like, you feel like when your phone buzzes when you like type a number or whatever. The jackets are meant to allow users to feel, quote, a gunshot. No. the mm-mm. wind, someone grabbing your arm, and even a hug from a loved one. So if you're in virtual reality and you have one of these expensive jackets, you can feel someone shoot you, which is what we're all looking for.
Too far, Bethany. Listen, I'm all for this. I think that the hug from a loved one is like a sweet sentiment, but too far. It's like that time that video went viral because two guys wore these machines where they experienced period pains and like birth labor pains, and they literally lost their minds. They were crying like little babies.
Yeah, periods hurt.
Too far.
That's not too far. I think that's good. A lot of dudes are like, suck it up. It's just cramps. No. And then you're like, have you ever been kicked in the balls? It feels like that, but for all like a week.
Okay, let's take a hard left for a second, because I was watching on Instagram a story today, or was it a reel? I think it was a reel. This blogger who ordered a Dyson vacuum, okay? She gets a notification that her Dyson has been delivered. She goes to her front door and it's just a flat paper box. And she's like,
what
the fuck? Like, what happened? Did someone steal it in the 0.2 seconds that when I got the notification that I went downstairs? So she checks her Ring camera and the UPS driver literally delivered her a flat box.
Oh, no. Do we think the delivery driver stole it?
Well, it sounds like some organized crime, but I was reading the comments and people are like, oh, it's the LA train heist. And I was like, what? So I looked it up, and apparently train tracks used for freight transport in Los Angeles, the train tracks resemble a garbage dump because thieves have been raiding the cargo containers and leaving shipping packages behind. So the tracks are just covered in empty boxes because thieves jump on the train, take as much as they can, open the boxes, take the stuff, and then leave the boxes there.
Why is this only just happening now? This seems like something that should have been happening since trains.
Right? I know, Bethany, right?
Since the
golden age, right? That's when the train tracks were invented in America. You should see the pictures. It's wild. It looks like my bedroom.
It looks like the bottom of your purse, which is just it looks like everything. Wait, I'm going to look this up.
Imagine getting something and there's an empty box and the company doesn't believe you and you've spent quite a lot of money on it. That would be harrowing.
I think anyone who has had their Amazon packages stolen, I had an Amazon package stolen 2 days ago and Amazon doesn't believe me. And they're like, it'll still show up. We promise. Have you? And then they go, have you asked your neighbors? I'm like, yes, I have asked my neighbors. The package is gone. Look at this. It looks like a dump.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What was stolen from you?
It wasn't that expensive. It's my chairs. I'm so worried about my downstairs neighbor. And so I have these felt things in the bottom of my chairs like we all do, but they don't slide across my floor. And so it makes more noise because then the chair gets stuck and then slams into the ground. I got these slidey things that are supposed to both muffle the sound and help the chair actually slide. But they were dropped off on my front step and then someone took them. But I got a delivery notice, but they never showed up.
Package thievery, it drives me nuts. It absolutely does. Because sometimes it's the dumbest shit. Like the thief is, you're not walking off with a Rolex. You're walking off with my furniture sliders.
Like, exactly. Like your downstairs neighbors are actually probably grateful in this moment that you're a thief because you're going to be really respectfully quiet and it's going to be great. If you're a package thief, please let us know. Why do you do it? And if you've had your package thieved, what'd you lose?
What's the black market value of floss? Because once I saw someone's floss got stolen, then they're like, I hope that this person uses it and like has good dental hygiene.
Go with God. And maybe the Novocaine will work for them if they have to go to the dentist.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.